Reverend Dr. Ohniba Inyani Bodum is the pastor of the English Chapel of Jesus Generation Ministries, Center of Victory, a thriving congregation in the heart of Accra, Ghana. He serves faithfully under the leadership of Apostle Inyani Bodum, the General Overseer of Jesus Generation Ministries worldwide. Dr. Inyani Bodum's teachings are simple, practical, inspired by God, and characterized by many testimonies. He holds an annual healing and miracle service, which has witnessed many miracles of healings, signs, and wonders. Testimonies of this are published in his healing magazine titled Healing Springs. Believe God's word which you are about to hear, receive it, and be blessed. Now, listen to Reverend Dr. Ohniba.
Amen. This morning, I want to speak maybe one more time on the next dimension. How many of you are blessed by that message? The next dimension. How many of you are blessed by it? You are blessed by it. Amen. I want to speak this morning on the next dimension. The last time I spoke on we are here, let's go there. You remember? And I told you about how Jesus was not accepted in a certain town, and later he was accepted. How Jesus was in a mountain praying, and all of a sudden he appeared on the high seas. So how did he move from the mountain to the middle of the sea? And how 12 men were in a boat, but only one was able to say, I will go to where Jesus Christ is. And so you saw Peter being able to walk on the sea. And then I explained that the density of man, of water, was about 1 gram per centimeter cube. And for a man, according to Archimedes, to be able to float on the water, then the man's weight should be less than that of the water per centimeter cube that he stood on. So if Peter was able to stand on the water and not sink, then it means that the weight of Peter became lighter than the weight of water that he stood upon. How is that possible? You see, or the water became solid so that he did not sink. But then we saw in a few minutes time that he was sinking. So the water did not become solid. Rather, Peter's weight changed. So Peter metamorphosed from the natural body that was in the boat into a supernatural body. And that was another dimension. However, there were 11 potential sea workers who were in the boat who decided that they will not take that step of faith. Today, you will take a step of faith. Amen. I'm speaking this morning on the advancement. Say the advancement. Say the advancement. So my title is actually the advancement. It's just under the next dimension. As a church and ministry, this is the time for our next dimension. This is the time for our advancement. Amen. The advancement of your life, your home, your marriage, your future, your ministry is about to take place. You miss a good place to shout amen. Amen. Advancement means the process of promoting or course a course or plan. The process of promoting a course or a plan. Or the promotion of a person in rank or status, or the development or improvement of a person, is the same thing. Advancement means promotion. Advancement means development. Advancement means improvement. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare by the grace of God that you will advance in Jesus' name. I declare you'll be promoted to a higher rank in Jesus' name. By grace, I declare that there shall be development and improvement in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Advancement is not the work of mere men. It takes people of influence and authority to be able to cause you to advance. You cannot by your own deeds say that, get up one day and say, I've advanced myself. There was no way that Pastor Sammy could just get up from where he was sitting and say, I was going to sit. No way. It comes from a higher authority. Glory to God. Esther chapter number 3, verse number 1. There was a man called Haman. Haman was of an Amalekite descent. And you know the Amalekites were cursed by God in Exodus already. Now, but something happened. Esther chapter 3, verse number 1 to 2.
Esther 3, verse 1 to 2. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes.
After certain things that happened in the kingdom, when Vashti was removed and Esther was brought, the Bible says that the king did what? Promoted a certain man called Haman. That was the first time his name was being mentioned. And the Bible says there was a promotion. And when the king promoted him, something else happened. What? He advanced him and set his seat. Where?
Above all the princes who were with him.
Uh-huh.
And all the king's servants who were within the king's gate bowed and paid homage to Haman. For so the king had commanded concerning him.
Glory is all right. Now, before the promotion, which brought about the advancement, two things. Sammy, get up from here and sit there. It's promotion. When he gets to the place I've told him to sit, there will be advancement in his life. So when the king said to Haman that you are promoted, the Bible says he was advanced. What happened? His sitting place was changed. He was given a seat above all the princes. And then there was another thing. Now people began to bow to him and to salute him and to pay homage. Before he was promoted, he was a nobody. Before the decree of the king, he was a nobody. But the advancement brought him into a new dimension. Say the next dimension. The original dimension that Haman was in was a realm where he just fraternized with every prince there. But after the promotion, the Bible says his seat was put above that of all the other princes, all his peers. I came here with an announcement of your advancement, that the word of the Lord is going to lift you up above your colleagues. The Bible says when they saw the man that they used to be with, now they salute him. Now they bow to him. What has happened? Has the man changed? No. Something has happened in his life, and it is called the advancement. Glory to God. I declare to you, your sitting place will change. Amen. I declare to you, you will be above princes. Amen. I declare to you, people will bow and give you the respect you need. He was promoted to the position of a minister of state. Something happened in the next dimension that Haman entered into. He saw that the protocols of that dimension were different. He saw that in that dimension, the people who used to say, hey, how you doing, man? When they see him, they just give him, yes, sir. He saw that something had changed. People were respecting him more. I came here to tell you that the promotion of God is going to take you out of where you used to be and introduce you into a new realm. Glory to Jesus. A dimension is an aspect or feature of a situation. It could also mean a size or a measure. So I'm trying to say the realm, you can say the next realm, the realm in which you are, the protocols. Let's take a police officer who is a constable. That's the last one, isn't it? The last rank. He's in a certain kind of dimension. When he sees people, he salutes them. When he sees his bosses, he salutes them. He's the one that is a nobody amongst them. When there are people with a sergeant and captains and ASP and DSP, the constable is a nobody. But maybe something happens. Say something happens. And then by presidential decree, this constable is to be rewarded for something he did. And all of a sudden, they take him to the rank of an ASP. What happens is that he has been ushered into a new dimension. In that dimension, his uniform is going to change. In that dimension, the things he used to do as a constable, he's not going to do them anymore. The people he used to work with when he was a constable, he's not going to work with them anymore. When he used to salute people as a constable, now people are going to salute him. The thing that happens with people is that when they see that it is the same person who is in a different realm, they begin to wonder and to question whether it is you or not. You see, in the next dimension, he will realize he has a driver. He will realize that he has a house. He will realize that his salary has changed. I am teaching you that you don't need to pray for breakthrough in your current realm. You need to pray to break out from the dimension where you are. Glory to Jesus. You need God to lift you up into another realm. Take the aeroplane, for instance. When we sit in, there are different realms in the aeroplane. There is the economy where we all sit. Glory to Jesus. And there is the business class and there is the first. Hallelujah. Now, the economy, there is limited seating space. The food doesn't come like you want. You are like four in a row and you don't know where to put your hand because the other person also puts the hand there. Now, what you see, when you start praying that God should give you success, God should give you breakthrough, you are in a particular dimension and you are asking for breakthrough. What happens is you can have that breakthrough, but very soon you have another problem because you are still in that dimension that you had a problem. So the prayer is for God not to give you a breakthrough in that realm, but for God to break you out of that realm. Say, I hear you. God, so when you are in economy, and it's such a shame because getting on a plane is such a difficult thing for those of us here in Africa. And when you get on the plane and you have gotten some money after going through the issues of visa to get on a plane and get some economy class, oh boy. Boy, just treat all of us the same. Just remove the economy seats and make it one nice thing that everybody can be. But no. You sit there, you don't get nothing. When they start serving, you cannot ask for anything else. But you wait till they put you in business class. Oh, the moment you sit there, sir, can we offer you anything? The plane hasn't moved yet. They bring you drinks, they bring you juice, and you can actually sleep on a bed in first class while others are working tight in the economy. Glory to God. So your prayer should not be, Father, I pray for a breakthrough. I want to remind you, anytime you are praying for a breakthrough, remember you are in a certain realm, and that realm has problems, and that realm has issues. So when you keep praying, break me through, he will break you through. But maybe you go after for a few months, you have another problem. Because that is the realm where problems are. I remember a few weeks ago, I was praying and thanking God that you have broken the curse of barrenness and that you have blessed us. You know what he told me? He said, son, I did not... You know, God doesn't call me son. That's something. It always comes. The Lord said to me, I did not break the curse of barrenness. I lifted you out of that realm and brought you into a new realm. And in this new realm, do you know what he told me? In this new realm, barrenness is not there. You don't have to be praying and fasting and breaking curses. In this new realm, fruitfulness is an attribute. In this new realm, health is an attribute. In this new realm, he says, profiting is an attribute. In this, do you understand what I'm saying? That is where this sermon came from. He said, no, I didn't break any curse. I just took you out of the dispensation or the dimension in which you were. And I brought you into a new place. You see, sometimes you are struggling with knee pain. You are in a certain dimension. We pray, God break through. Break through. God grant us the victory, and you get a victory. And then after 2 months, you get another problem in your marriage. You say, God break through. You break through. No. No more breakthrough. Break out. God should break you forth. God should bring you forth. You see, this morning, my prayer for you and me is that God will usher us into the next dimension of our lives and ministry. When it changes, nobody can argue with you. When it changes, even your enemies will celebrate you. When it changes, you do not struggle. You will not fast 30 days for one answer, because in that realm, the provision of answers come like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, see, you know, when you enter into this dimension, it is as if you don't struggle. Oh God. But the entry into the next dimension, it is not by the works of man. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the battle was not for the strong. I also saw that the race was not to the swift. I saw then that bread was not to the wise, nor riches to men of intelligence and understanding, nor favor to men of skill. It is not by your calculation. He says the battle is not always for those who are strong. The race is not for the fastest. You think you got it all sorted out? No. No, 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 no. The Bible says it is not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. The advancement into the next dimension is never by human design. It is by the design of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So we've been praying wrong. You know, we've been praying amiss. You keep praying after church service, after church service. One day I was in a church service listening to a man of God preach. And he was talking about the incessant harassment of demons and the devils on people. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, do you know that there are some men that the devil does not bother? And I said, oh, really? And I said, why? And he said, they've learned to put the devil in his place. I said, oh. Then I was so amazed. And I said, okay, which people are that? And he named one person to me. I said, okay, that's true. There are some realms that Satan does not go to. There are some places that he doesn't venture. There are some families he will not enter because they know their place in God and they have put Satan at his place. There is a realm. There is a dimension where the eyes of your family witches cannot see. There is a place where the wickedness of the evil one cannot come near you. There is a place where you don't use your strength and waste your saliva binding and cursing demons. No, there is a place of rest, and it is in the next dimension. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. You see, like how we were translated from sin. We were in sin. We were under bondage. We were going to hell and death. God did not give us victory whilst we were still in the dimension of darkness. God did not. Rather, he took us out of darkness and brought us into another realm, which is a realm of light. It's not that we went to look for fluorescent balls and place them in the dimension of darkness. No. God literally took us out. My sisters, my daughters, your life is about to change. You don't believe me. Let me find those who believe it. I declare to you by grace, your life is about to change. Your life is about to change. Not by any design of yours, but by God who sowed mercy. I declare by the grace of God that your life is about to change. You are about to change dimensions. You are about to change realms. You are moving from one realm into another. The Bible says in Corinthians that there's a glory of the sun, there's a glory of the moon, there's a glory of the star. There is another level of glory that you are going to enter into. You see, God will take you. We were lifted up from darkness and put in another place. That is how we should pray. We did not get breakthrough in darkness. He did not give us some light when we were in the darkness. He drew us out of that realm and put us in a different one. And in that realm, there is no darkness. So you don't sweat trying to look for light. That place has light. Oh. Kalebra hakabayadaya. I see the poor translated into a dimension of riches. And it is not by might, but it's by his Holy Spirit. Job chapter 28, verse number 7 to 8. He says, are you ready? I was telling you that there's a place where the eyes of your household witches cannot come near. There's a place. Job 28, 7 to 8.
Job 28, 7 to 8. That path no bird knows.
Do you have the King James? There is a path which no fowl knows, and which the vulture's eye had not seen, the lion's whelps have not trodden, nor the fierce lion passed by it. So there is a place which the fowls and the birds of the air do not know, and the eyes of the vultures have not seen, and the lion's whelps have not trodden, and the fierce lion himself has not gotten there. There is a place. May God take you into that place. The fowls of the air, these are spiritual wickedness in high places. And the Bible says there is a place that they do not know, their eyes have not seen. The vultures are dirty, demonic spirits. Dirty, demonic spirits which transfer sickness and disease. And the Bible says that there is a place that their eyes can never see. The lion's whelp are strong satanic forces. And the Bible says that their feet can never pass into this place. Then the fierce lion is Satan himself. And the Bible says there's a place that he can never step foot there. Oh, how I pray that we are translated into that place. That is the realm of the next dimension, where we don't break curses, but we thank God for blessings. Where no spiritual bird, no spiritual vulture, no lion or whatever can frustrate you, because they cannot enter that place. Many believers are trying to relive the whole Calvary experience. But Jesus on the cross said, Mary, it is finished. It is finished. Where is this place? Exodus 33:21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place beside me, and you shall stand upon the rock. There is a place where the eyes of the fowls have not seen. There is a place where the eyes of the vultures have not seen, nor the lion's feet trodden, nor the fierce lion come. That place, Exodus 33:21, the Lord says, there is a place by me. There is a place beside me, and you will stand on that rock. That place is that rock. That place is the rock. That place is the rock of our salvation. That place is Jesus Christ. That place is only in him. Christ, the Bible says that we are raised together with him and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There is a place where the demons of your home cannot see. Oh, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. He says, then I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my strength. My God, in him will I trust. He said, thou shalt not be afraid of the destruction that lays waste at noonday, the pestilence, the arrows that fly by night. No. Why are you not going to be afraid? Because verse number 4, under his wings and feathers you will trust. So there is a place where demonic things cannot come near you. There is a place where the eyes of the vultures cannot see. Praise Jesus. There is a place that when you are things, not honestly, tell them to take their dreams. Tell them to take their prophecies away. Because there is a place where the eyes of the vulture cannot see. And you are in that place. You are in that place. The next dimension. You know, it's like your mobile data on your phone and the Wi-Fi. You use your mobile data. You are trying to browse. It's slow. Then you enter into a certain office and you realize there is free Wi-Fi. What do you do? Automatically you switch into the Wi-Fi. The next dimension. And you realize that when you are in the Wi-Fi, you can download faster. It's the same phone, but you are downloading faster. It's the same phone, but things have changed. It's the same phone, but you are not struggling. I came here to announce to you that you are being advanced into another dimension where you will not struggle. It will be the same you, but things will be different. It will be the same you, but things will change. It will be the same you, but everything will turn around. Glory to God. There is a place.
Declare unto yourself, something about me is changing. Declare unto yourself, something is about to change in my life. Declare it three times. Amen and amen. Psalm 75, verse number 47. He said, I said unto the fools, said the fools. Everybody has a group of fools in their lives. There are people who are so foolish in your life that they question everything you do. Do you know why they are foolish? Because they envy you and they calculate. I have a friend, he told me, oh, me, I always compare and I calculate. That is foolish. The Bible says we should not compare ourselves to others, isn't it? There are people, are you ready? There are people in your life, they are foolish. Do you know why they are foolish? Because they are always insulting you. Because there is nothing you will do that they will not criticize. Oh, Bishop Dark, preach some sermons, those who accuse you. There is nothing you do, they will say accuse you. He has a book on it, you should read it. There are those who forget. There are people we have prayed for in this church, my brother. There are people I've done deliverance for. 2 nights I'll come here in Shabbat and waste my saliva. 2 nights and the people walk away from you. Then, those who forget. Those who forget. They forget how you fasted and prayed and drove out the silly demons that followed them from their mother's womb. They forget. They forget how God used the grace upon you to bring them to where they are. They forget. Then there are those who accuse you. Then there are those who will leave you. I love Bishop Dag. Praise Jesus. Psalm 75 verse number 4. Read.
I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly.
I am telling every fool in my life, don't deal with me foolishly anymore. You see, when people think you are foolish, they do anything to you. So have you imagined that sometimes people think you are not smart? The way they relate to you. Okay, so preach on.
And to the wicked.
And there are wicked people in your life. Lift up your hand if you know there are wicked people in your life. There are people who are wicked. They are wicked. The man can help you, but he will never mind you. The man has what it takes to give you something, but he will never. What did Cinderella do? Cinderella, what did she do? But like the fairy godmother brought her deliverance, so will God give you deliverance. Preach on.
Lift up the horn.
Lift not up the horn.
Lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another.
This psalmist is giving a warning to two people in his life, the fools and the wicked. And he says that, don't speak foolishly again. And don't lift up your horn on high again. Why? Because my situation is about to change. That is what he meant. He says, don't speak foolishly. And don't deal with me by lifting up that horn. Why? Because promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But he left a place. He left one place. Said the advancement. Said the advancement. Said promotion. He left the north. The four cardinal points. He said promotion does not come from the east, the south, the west, but you see, anytime if anybody wants to promote you and he's in the same dimension with you in the east, all he can do is move you a further 1,000 miles in the same dimension. But now we don't want to be in the same dimension, because it is in that dimension that we had the problem. So don't promote me by being in the east. Don't promote me by being in the west. It's just movement in another direction, but in the same dimension. You see, anybody who is in the south that moves you is going to worry you, because he's sending you down. But the psalmist left the north. David said, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Are hills southward or northward? I lift up my eyes to the hills. The Bible says at the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus knelt down and raised his head upward. Upward is where northward is. Northward is where the heavens are. The heavens are where God is. So he said, promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Then he said, God. But God. God is in the north. Oh, there are some religions that pray looking somewhere else and look to the east. But we are looking for an advancement, not in the east, not in the west, never in the south, but northward. I see your promotion. I see your advancement. I see your upliftment. He said, then he tried to teach about dimensions. He said, for he puts one down and he sets another up. Two different dimensions. Anybody here who is in the down dimension, I lift you up by grace. I declare unto yourself, something is about to change in my situation. My rank is changing. My situation is changing. I declare to you, a sudden transformation is about to take place. Nobody can predict your next level. Nobody. Promotion, change, translocation, graduation, increase, fruitfulness, healing. Hey, it is coming to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Declare to yourself, I am on high. I am changing realms. I am changing dimensions. I belong to God. I am about to be promoted in the name of Jesus. There's a scripture we keep quoting in this place that will increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Every side. It's not breakthrough in marriage only. It is combo blessing. Combo blessing. Duplex blessing. God will meet you on every side. Psalm number 40, verse number 1 to 3. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He put a new song in my mouth. He set my feet upon a solid rock. He established my goings. See, two different dimensions are in this place. Two. And this is my main scripture for today. The dimension of shame and backwardness. And another dimension of joy and stability. He said, I waited patiently unto the Lord. He heard my cry. And what? And what? Read the first line. Let's read the first line together. He brought me up. Again. Say it three times prophetically.
He brought me up.
One.
He brought me up.
Two.
He brought me up.
Where is up? It's northward. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Now I'm going to teach you. He says, I was in a horrible pit. I was in a miry clay. Now, you see, sometimes you keep praying. Celestine, you keep praying about something. We all do. We pray, God, I pray, breakthrough. God, grant me grace for this. But God never minds you. You know, he doesn't answer you. You know why? God does not want to give you grace in the horrible pit. God does not want to answer you. And so what should he do for you in a horrible pit? You are in a certain dimension. You are in a pit. And there is clay. What is the pit? Darkness. Shame. What is the clay? It slows you down. You can never go forward. That is a dimension. Now you are praying that God should break you through in this marriage thing. Because it seems you are delaying. But the point is, you are in a pit with clay. So God shouldn't break the clay from your feet. Because you will still be in that pit. But the psalmist said, after I waited, he did not answer me. and give me things in the horrible pit. He brought me out of the horrible pit, and then he set my feet upon a solid rock. That is a new dimension. That is a different dimension from the dimension of the horrible pit and the miry clay. He set my feet upon a solid rock. He established my goings. God did not establish his goings in the pit. God did not establish his goings in the clay. It was not necessary because he would still remain there. But God brought him out, and God set him on a rock, and God put a new song in his mouth, and God established his goings. I came here to declare unto you that God is bringing you out. God is bringing you out. God is setting your feet upon a solid rock. There is a place by my side, and you will stand on the rock. Oh, how many of you got that? That rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. Every madness in your life that has limited you for years, God is bringing you out. God is breaking you forth. And he's going to do that and position you on a rock. It is a breakout you need, not a breakthrough. He took him out. The Amplified Bible says he drew him out. May God draw you out into a new dimension. God will not establish you in your troubles. God will break you from it and then establish you. Praise Jesus. 1 Samuel 2, verse number 8. Hannah said, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with nobles and inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. There is a poor man in dust. This is a beggar sitting on a rubbish dump. God did not give him breakthrough on the rubbish dump. God did not give him some good things whilst he was in the dust. God did something. God took him out of the dust. God took him out of the rubbish. I want to prophesy to a believing believer here that God is going to take you out of the realm in which you are, and he will cause you to sit with the princes and the nobles of the earth, and God will make you inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. Genesis 32, verse number 10. Jacob said, with my staff I crossed over Jordan, but now I have become two bands. What happened? A different realm. He crossed the Jordan poor, but he returned rich. He crossed in haste, but he returned with peace. He crossed frustrated, but returned restored. He crossed the cheater, but he returned the giver. He crossed alone, but he came back with families. Even so do I declare by grace in Jesus' name, that whatever Jordan you are crossing in your life right now, you will return with a testimony in Jesus' name. There shall be a complete turn around. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 126 shall be your testimony. He said, and when the Lord turned again our captivity, it was unto us like a dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them, whereof we are glad. I declare to you that God will fill your mouth with laughter. Oh, I have tasted that life and I have seen it. I don't know the Jordan you are crossing right now, but there is going to be a complete turnaround, because he's taking you out into a new realm, and people are going to say the Lord has done great things for you. In John's Gospel chapter number 9, and I'm going to be closing on that, what God is going to do, you will be like a dreamer. When the childless starts doing family planning, then you know that God has come into the picture. When the poor becomes a CEO, then you will know God has come into the picture. When the beggar becomes a distributor of wealth, the oppressed becomes free, the forsaken becomes loved, the single becomes married. Oh, that complete turnaround is only through the grace of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel says, I will overturn, I will overturn, I will overturn until he whose it is comes, and I will give to him. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 9, verse number 1. The Bible speaks of a man who was born blind, no eyes. One day he had the Jesus encounter. He encountered the rock. He encountered the rock in the place. There is a place. There is a place. That is how come he could say, the prince of the world is coming, but he has nothing to take from me. I declare to you, you are fruitful, you are not barren. It is a matter of time. I declare to you, you are rich, you are not poor. It is a matter of time. I declare to you, you are a distributor of wealth. You live in divine health. You are not sick. It's a matter of dimensions, and it is changing now. God is bringing you into that place. The Bible says that the blind man encountered Jesus. He spat into the clay. He fixes into his eyes. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is being interpreted to go. And he went and washed and came back seeing. Glory to Jesus. Then verse number 8, I believe in 9. His neighbors and his friends said, is this not he? Is this not he who sat and begged? Is this not he? Then they were confused. Your advancement into the next dimension is going to confuse people. Oh, one came and cried. One came and cried. Your advancement into the next dimension will confuse people. This thing I'm saying, you have to believe it. Shall I believe it? Say, I receive it. Clay is mine. Receive it, is yours. Shout, the promises are mine. Say, it is mine. Say, it is mine. It is God that will do it. He has finished on Calvary's cross. It has nothing to do with you. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Then his friend said that, is it not him? Then there were about 3 groups of people. Some said, it is him. Others said, he looks like him. Some said, it can never be him. This guy was born blind. He can never be him. By you. You that crossed Jordan with a staff. The staff of loneliness. The staff of rejection. The staff of sorrow. I declare to you, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. You are crossing back with a testimony of joy, peace, overflow. I see you holding your husband's hand and walking the aisle. I see you with your children. I see you all over the world. I see an increase in your ministry because there is an advancement. And then the Bible says, he told them, Munjai de Moeno, Munjai de Moeno, Munjai, don't deal foolishly with me anymore. Wicked people, promotion does not come from the east. Because if it were left with you people, you would never allow me to move to the next dimension. Here you are, my eyes have opened. The man you have carried to the roadside for 20 years, the man that has lived with you for 30 years, his eyes has opened, and you are saying, it is him, it's not him, it's not him. I base him. People are comfortable with you in the lower dimensions. People are comfortable with you with your struggles. When you have a breakthrough, but hey, when his eyes was closed, you could see him. Today that his eyes is open, rather, you can't tell that it's him. What common sense is this? What a shock. What a gigantic shock. What a humongous shock. I'm amazed. Shout, I'm amazed. The man that didn't have eyes, you could recognize him. Today his eyes are open, you say you can't recognize him. Has his face changed? Isn't it that way you even see him more? It is him. Then he said, don't deal with me foolishly anymore. It is me. Do you know? I think, go to the verse 10. Then they had a question. They said, how? 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 Do you know why they asked him how? Because they thought they knew his end. You see, they thought they knew. Oh, we know your problem. How? Because they thought that for him, they knew no breakthrough could come for him. You know, just turn and find somebody sitting by you. Look at somebody in the face. Tell the person, don't conclude on me yet. Don't think you know it all. Something is about to happen in my life that will shock you. Something is about to happen that will shock you. And you will say, how? The dimensions are going to change. The menu before you will change. You will not eat banku and pepe. You will eat sushi. It is going to change. It will change. It will change. So, they say how? Tell your neighbor, you don't conclude on me yet.
Don't conclude on me yet.
God is not finished. As a matter of fact, he's just beginning. And the thing that you thought was the greatest obstacle in my life, that place will be my first miracle. Hey! He was born without eyes. They thought it was an unsurmountable task for God. But that was the first miracle in his life, which means that was the easiest. The things that will follow, I came here to declare unto you that greatest difficulty will be the first hurdle. So they gathered him and took him to the Pharisees, and they said, "You, is it you? Is it you?" And then he said, they also asked him, "How? How?" And then he answered them, verse number 11. He said, a man that is called Jesus. A man that is called Jesus. That is the answer. The catapult to your next dimension is by a man that is called Jesus. He said, but we know you didn't have eyes. So how did this happen? He said, a man that is called Jesus. That man is your God. And as he took the blind man and brought him into a new dimension, he's taking you. So, dear Pharisees, when you read on from the 13 to the 17, they were confusing. Find verse number 17 or 19 for me. And he doesn't. Verse 17. Okay, go to verse number 18 or 19. Yeah. 19. And they asked him. So they went for his parents. Why did they go for his parents? Your enemy will be shocked and confused. They went for his parents. And he said, is this your son? They said, oh yes. Did you born him blind? Oh yes. So how has the barren become fruitful? How has the poor become rich? How has the sick become well? How has the lonely one become married? Verse number 11, a man called Jesus. So the parents said, he's an adult. Ask him. Then, as they bothered him, He said, do you also want to become his disciple? Your testimony will not change in the next dimension. Dear Pharisee, the impossible things are possible with God.
We trust you've been blessed by God's word. We invite you to be part of our victory services every Sunday from 7 a.m. You can find us behind Opportunity International, adjacent Vodafone Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah Circle. Follow us on Twitter at @JJM_EC and like our Facebook page, JJM_EC. For further correspondence, email englishchapel@gmail.com. God bless you.